that will not let me go. I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may reach a fuller being.
Pleasant good morning. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Christopher Higgs, the rector of St. Peter and St. Anne Parish, located in North Abaco. Let us pray. O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. Grant us the fullness of your grace, that we, running to obtain your promises, may become partakers of your heavenly treasure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 32 through 40. I want you to be free from anxieties. The unmarried man is anxious about the affairs of the Lord, how to please the Lord. But the married man is anxious about the affairs of the world, how to please his wife, and his interests are divided. And the unmarried woman and the virgin are anxious about the affairs of the Lord, so that they may be holy in body and spirit. But the married woman is anxious about the affairs of the world, how to please her husband. I say this for your own benefit, not to put any restraint upon you, but to promote good order and unhindered devotion to the Lord. If anyone thinks he is not behaving properly towards his fiancée, if his passions are strong and so it has to be, let him marry as he wishes. It is no sin. Let them marry. But if someone stands firm in his resolves, being under no necessity, but having his own desire under control, and has determined in his own mind to keep her as his fiancée, he will do well. So then, he who marries his fiancée does well, and he who refrains from marriage will do better. A wife is bound as long as her husband lives, but if the husband dies, she is free to marry anyone she wishes, only in the Lord. But in my judgment, she is more blessed if she remains as she is, and I think that I too have the Spirit of God, the Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Married or single, the issue, whatever state we happen to be in, is how devoted are we to the Lord. One train of thought believes that married people are rightly concerned about how to please their partner or their children, whereas the single person is free to devote all their energy to pleasing God. However, in this day and time, with all that we have to do, all that we want to do, and all that we are not supposed to do, but we do it anyway. The question for single and married persons is, how much of your time and energy are you devoting to the affairs of the Lord, and how much are you devoting to your own personal fulfillment? It is laughable to say that one of the good things about being single is that it frees you up to serve the Lord. If all it does in reality is free you up to spend more time at the bar, the gym, or the hairdressers, or in front of the television. If you're married, how well are you balancing the time you give to the Lord's work with the time you give to your family? And how are you and your spouse working together to serve God through your marriage? I think those of us who are married need to be careful that we do not read the words in verses 33 and 34 and use them as an excuse for ignoring the affairs of the Lord. Rather, we should read them as a reminder to put the affairs of the Lord at the top of our agenda as a married couple, so that we are serving God in whatever we do. Father C. Appleby says that one of the dangers for us today is that the pressures on the Christian are not the same as they were in Paul's day. These are quiet days, in the West at least, when it is easy to be a Christian, when the urgency seems to have disappeared from our lives as Christians. So we get lulled into a false sense of security. We think that it does not matter whether people hear the gospel. We think that the church will just roll on as it always has. But the reality is that the urgency of the hour is just as great now as it ever was. Those without Christ are in as much danger today as they ever were, perhaps even more so. Jesus' return is 2,000 years closer today than it was when the words from today's scripture reading were written. Although many more people are Christians, there are even more people today who have not heard about him. Similarly, the urgency to remain pure is just as great as it was in Paul's day, because the day on which we will appear before God in heaven is getting closer every day. For some, that will mean marrying in order to remain free from temptation. For others, it'll mean using their singleness to free themselves up for ministry so they can devote more time and energy to serving God than they would otherwise have been able to do. What is needed, though, whatever state we happen to be in, is, as it says in verse 35 of today's scripture reading, unhindered devotion to the Lord. Married or single, this is what matters. Is your mind set on the things of the Lord? Are you giving any of your energy, time, and talent to serving the Lord, to managing his affairs? Or are they all being used for your own interest? Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or conceive, by the power which is at work among us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Amen. The Lord be with you and also with you. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you for listening, and if possible, please share with a friend. Torch.